Well, good morning, everybody. We continue the Christmas season today with the Feast of the Holy Family. We are meant to think about the Holy Family. I was thinking about, shortly before I became a priest, one of my mentors, a priest of our diocese, he said, when I first became a pastor, he said, I got to the place and there were all kinds of problems. The air conditioner wasn't working, and they were so far in debt they couldn't fix that or anything else for that matter. The ladies' sodality was in a civil war. The bishop was calling some shots they weren't all too happy about, all the priests, and there were problems in the school and yada, yada, yada. He said, my first several years as pastor, I spent it thinking about and worrying about, listening to, and trying to solve problems. And he said, I had forgotten. And I said, well, gee, you're really encouraging me, Father. But he says, no, but I had forgotten that what the church is really about is belonging to God's family. It's not about the problems. It's about belonging to the family of God. And he said, if you can remember that, your whole priesthood long, your ministry, the church, will always be a source of great joy and life for you. If you remember that it's not about the problems, it's about who you're with. And, you know, you think about, here we have the Nativity. It's the 800th anniversary, you know, about of this Nativity, because St. Francis of Assisi was the one that God used to invent this beautiful thing. And in the year 1223, and St. Francis of Assisi wanted a way that we could see the Holy Family, that we could see the Incarnation, that we could see Christmas in a beautiful way. So this whole thing with statues came about 800 years ago. And it's a good thing for us that it did. But when you think about this reality right here, I mean, you think about how it was this beautiful moment when it all started, when the angel came to Mary and said, will you be the mother of God? This beautiful Hallmark kind of card kind of moment, you know. And she says, fiat. She says, yes, your will be done. But immediately there were problems. There was talk of divorce. There was no room at the inn. And then when Jesus was born, there was no place in Bethlehem. And then King Herod ordered the slaughter of all the boys in Bethlehem in order to kill him. And then there was the flight into Egypt in an unmapped path, in a place that who knows how long this would go. What were we going to find? Problem, problem, problem. But what we remember with the Holy Family is that it's not about the problems. It's about who you're with. And maybe we remember that in our own family situations. I remember when I was in fifth grade, we decided, we always would take family vacation every summer. But this one summer, we decided that we would do it with some of the extended family too. And so we rented a big van, and there were problems with the van. We decided, Mom and Dad decided, we're all going to go out west. And so we rented a big old van, you know, one of those gas guzzlers. And well, there were problems with the van. And I was all excited because there was a TV in the van, but the TV didn't work, you know. And Mom was sitting on a chair that had a screw popping up. And then we got lost. And then, we were driving through a tornado. I honestly thought we were going to die. I mean, I remember this, like, are we in an ocean right now? Like in a submarine or what? But anyway, it was problem, problem, problem. And we stayed at a motel that was not five star. And I got stuck in the bathroom of the hotel. And it was problem after problem after problem. But we all look back on that trip and it was just joy, you know. And it's not about the problems. It's about who you're with. And what about our church? We belong to our own little families, but we belong most primordially to the family of God. And I love the catechism. It talks about how important our family ties, you know, our families, our domestic churches. Super important. And the catechism talks about how important is the family. Husband, wife, children. Domestic church. Supremely important, sacramental. But then the catechism goes on to say, But the most important family that we all belong to is the family of the church, the Holy Family, God's family. And we must remember that when we do life with the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and then I add on to that the communion of saints, add on to that all the angels, add on to that all of us brothers and sisters Catholics around the world, it's not about the problems. It's about who we're with. And we must remember that always. The devil is attacking the family. The devil is attacking the church. The devil's goal is to make everybody do life on their own, to isolate people. And that's the ploy of the devil. I've heard hell described as just eternally being by yourself. And that's why the family and the church are under attack. But we won't fall for it, because we know how rich is a family life, how rich is the life of the nuclear family, how rich and beautiful is the life of God's family. It's not about the problems. It's about who we're with. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.